Another legal headache for Donald Trump. He's become the first former American president to face federal criminal charges. Less than 3 months after he was indicted in New York for allegedly falsifying business records, Trump says it's a hoax.
Our country is going to hell, and they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI. We can't let this continue to go on because it's ripping our country to shreds. We have such big problems, and this shouldn't be one of them.
He's facing 7 counts related to the mishandling of classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. In August last year, federal officials seized dozens of boxes of files from his home, many of them classified. But Trump insists he's done nothing wrong.
It's just a continuation, 7 years, even after I'm out. But it's called election interference. They're trying to destroy a reputation so they can win an election. That's just as bad as doing any of the other things that have been done over the last number of years, and especially during the 2020 election.
And Republicans have jumped to his defense, including some of his challenges for the Republican nomination for next year's presidential election. But U.S. President Joe Biden has denied accusations of political interference.
Mr. President, what do you say to Americans to convince them that they should trust the independence and fairness of the Justice Department when your predecessor Donald Trump repeatedly attacks it?
Because you notice, I have never once, not one single time, suggested to the Justice Department what they should do or not do, rather than bringing a charge or not bringing a charge. I'm honest.
And God bless America. Thank you very much.
Trump says he's summoned to appear in court in Miami on Tuesday, but it's not clear if he's planning to turn up. And even if the charges result in a conviction, that still won't prevent him from running for president in 2024. Alex Beard, Al Jazeera.